to the third hour of the show. Take control, or you can take control, rather, at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And we got the Johnny Ray Game of the Week coming up. Also, Johnny Ray will be updating us on the Guatemalan dictator. We were talking about him last week at this time.
Right.
Who is supposed to be going to prison. But apparently not anymore, at least not yet. There's news about that, and we'll share that with you. But for those of you just tuning in, there have been a couple of other discussion, some topics that have been on the air here tonight. One is Rob Ford, the crack starter, has blown through $100,000. Now, it's not made clear if it's $100,000 U.S. I think it is, because I donated in U.S. dollars. But it's now at $100,483, and they're trying to raise $200,000. I threw in $5 a couple of breaks ago. They're trying to raise $200,000 to give to Somali drug dealers, not to buy drugs, but to buy video of the Toronto Mayor Rob Ford smoking crack, or what is alleged to be crack cocaine, a 90-minute-long video, or excuse me, 90 seconds. 90 minutes would be really interesting. But, yeah, 90 seconds long of him smoking some crack, and I just think that's really newsworthy. So I posted the link to the crack starter and the details on our Facebook page.
If you're watching a guy smoking crack, 90 seconds is just about the sweet spot. It can get pretty dull after that. 90 minutes would be very interesting for the guy who's smoking the crack, but for the guy watching it, it would get old pretty fast.
So in other news, we've got the Robin Hooding story, which we've been discussing we've been talking about Robin Hooding for years off and on Free Talk Live, but within the last week, Robin Hooding in Keene has become international news. And, of course, when I say Robin Hooding, I mean finding a parking meter enforcer, walking in front of that parking enforcer, preventing the enforcer from writing tickets by putting nickels or dimes in expired meters before the meter enforcer can reach the meter. And that's been happening here for a long time in Keene, and now the city of Keene's getting very upset about it. They have gone crying to a judge at the local superior court with a civil suit against about six activists, including myself, who are these so-called Robin Hooders. So there's some of the Robin Hooders. There's some of them they can't identify, so they weren't able to name those names in their lawsuit. And there's news about that with the city's manager, as he's been called recently at freekeen.com. He's been called Prince John because his name is John McLean. He has written a letter to the editor to the citizens of Keene. And I didn't get to finish that, so we'll do that and we'll jump into the game of the week with Johnny Ray. Now, the purpose of his letter is to reassure everyone that the news media that's reporting this is reporting it inaccurately. They're reporting the Robin Hooders' position that this is all about the city generating revenue. But no, it's not about that. We don't mind if these folks are plugging coins into people's meters. It's all about protecting our city employees. Because when you work for the city, you should be completely insulated from anybody that wants to hold you to account.
Ridiculous.
Now, he doesn't say those words, but essentially that's what he's arguing for here. He's arguing on the side of the city, which their position is, that if you're a Robin Hooder, you should be banned from being around a parking enforcer by a radius of 50 feet. They're calling it a safety zone, which, of course, suggests that they're unsafe. Now, there's no evidence of that. No one's ever been attacked. No one's ever been harmed in any way, shape, or form while engaging in Robin Hooding. Although I guess I should correct myself. The Robin Hooders have been attacked by drunken, angry fools on the streets of Keene. But parking enforcers have not been attacked. And they certainly haven't been attacked by the Robin Hooders. Anyway, back to John McLean's letter here. And we're right toward the very end of it. He says that this is not a situation involving an occasional irate citizen objecting to a parking ticket. This is a concerted action occurring over days, weeks, and months intended to coerce the officers into quitting? To coerce them? Now, Johnny Ray, coercion, doesn't that normally involve force?
I think so. You'd have to look it up, but when I hear coercion, I think of somebody with their hand wrapped around my neck, shoving my head under into a bucket of water.
Coercion. According to dictionary.com, definition number one, the act of coercing, use of force or intimidation to obtain compliance. Now that sounds a lot like what government does.
Well, can we argue that the Robin Hooders are intimidating?
Intimidation, to make timid, to fill with fear. To overawe or cow as though or as through the force of personality or by superior display of wealth, talent, etc. To force into or deter some from some action by inducing fear. Now, anybody can say, I'm afraid! I mean, we see cops do it all the time when they'll say, well, I had to shoot your dog. I was afraid for my life. And so we know that bureaucrats will use the claim that they are fearful anytime they can, and anytime they get the excuse. But I would be very interested in knowing the definition of intimidation and the way the city's using it. Because what they're saying is happening is nonsense, and there's no evidence for it. No one has threatened the people in the parking enforcement department. There's been no threat against their life, against their health, against their family, against their property. That stuff just doesn't happen. If it does, I'd love to see a video of it, because I've never seen it happen in personal experience. So there's no intimidation factor there. If they're saying they're intimidated because we're nearby asking them questions, well, I'm sorry, but it's right there in your job description. If you look at the court filing, which we posted at freekeen.com a week and a half now, but if you look at the court filing, they say very clearly in the job description of the parking enforcer, which is included in the filing as an affidavit, they say in the job description that the parking enforcers are supposed to endure verbal and mental abuse from members of the public.
Uh-huh.
So I don't believe that that's what Robin Hooders are doing. I'm certainly not doing that. I would like them to show me the instances of Ian Freeman intimidating or harassing these people, because I think it's nonsense. But even if I was going out there and calling them names or something like that, then it would still be part of their job description to deal with that.
Well, I was watching a video earlier of Chris Cantwell, mm-hmm. and I want to talk about this interaction with the parking enforcement officers.
Yeah.
And I just watched about 30 seconds of it, and what I saw was Mr. Cantwell shouting at the parking enforcement officer. Now, the parking enforcement officer was on the other side of the street, so Chris wasn't in her face shouting at her, but he was shouting, stop thief, stop thief.
Yep.
Now, my advice to James from back then was just go out and plug the meters and don't even say word one to these people. Because that seemed like the most tasteful way to do it to me. That seemed the classiest way to do it. And it seemed like the PR for that the people of Keene would see that and would like that better. Am I wrong? I think maybe I am, because talking to a parking enforcement officer I don't think is immoral. Pretty much no matter what you say, I think it can be, depending on the kind of language you're using, it could be classless. But what it prompted was the city to file a lawsuit, and now the Robin Hooders are in the international media, and the city of Keene is an international villain, and so I think that in the end, it's worked out pretty well.
I think so, too. And the other thing you have to, I mean, I think you're right on that analysis, but also there's just the reality of you can't control everybody. Uh-huh. So, and that's, you know, that's a good thing. It's also a bad thing, right? So it's a bad thing in that, well, somebody's going to show up and do something stupid at some point. And I'm not saying Chris Cantwell did something stupid. I thought that video was entertaining as hell. I really enjoyed it.
You would.
And by the way, the Cantwell video, you know, and I thought Cantwell was on his best behavior, actually. I mean, I've had a lot of conversations with Chris Cantwell, and he's a pretty crass comedian kind of guy. Like, that's his style. That's his gig. And I thought he was less crass than he could have been in this particular video. It maybe the one entitled, ooh, there's a couple of them with him in it. There's Not Everybody Hates the Meter Maid, and there's also Keen Activist Thwart Meter Maid and Stand Up to Cops. But we'll come back with more here in moments. 855, 450 free. But you can't control everybody, and that means that some fool can show up and claim to be part of your group, and then people will believe him. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE with you here tonight. Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and you can get signed up for news updates. We'll let you know whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, whatever the freshest news is. You'll get it via email. Also, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. So go to news.freetalklive.com. You never know when some sort of an emergency is going to strike, and it certainly did for a lot of people in Oklahoma.
Oh boy.
As I understand it, I was so absorbed in the Bitcoin conference, I had no idea. Like, I got on Facebook afterwards, and people were making references to something awful that had happened, and I was totally in the dark. So you never know when, whatever it's going to be, whatever kind of weather disaster or personal circumstance could hit your life. But one thing you can do in advance is prepare for it. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to fill your basement full of food. But having some food is a darn good idea. Having some storable food that's going to last for years, in this case 25 years on the shelf in the proper conditions. We're talking about the Legacy Premium brand of storable food. It's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free food for less than $1.50 per meal. Now, that's on average half the cost of the competition. This stuff is good food. I've had some of it, and I look forward to having some more. Go to food.freetalklive.com, and you can check out the chart that compares the Legacy Premium brand to their competition. They put the oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch, and they have vegetarian and gluten-free options. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. Plus, you get free shipping on all orders. You really can't beat it, but go and see for yourself. Do your due diligence. Because it's an important decision, you know, what kind of food you're going to be storing.
Buy yourself, if you're buy a septic tank and dig up your backyard and put your food in the septic tank and bury it.
Well, that I think is a little extreme, Johnny Ray. Is that something that they recommend on the survivalist shows?
I am imagining somebody who bought some storable food who lives in Tornado Alley and has their home pulled up by its roots,
yep,
and all your food blown away in the wind.
Good point. Yeah, I guess if you did actually have a septic tank in the ground, then that would solve that problem. How easy is it to get into one of those things?
I guess you would need to, you know, build a tunnel
or something. Yeah. So go to food.freetalklive.com and check it out. It's some good stuff. Food.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about Robin Hooding, and the city of Keene, the manager, has written a letter to the editor saying to the citizens of Keene, he's letting them know this isn't about people filling the meters before they're expired, before the meter maid can get there and write a ticket. No, that's not what it's about. It's about protecting our officers from harassment. Now, I have posted the video. I was wrong on what I was saying earlier. The video from, or excuse me, I am posting it right now to our Facebook page. It's called Anarchist Convinces Meter Maid to Quit Her Job. Now, that's a bit of a hyperbolic title because she doesn't quit her job. But in this video, which some will find offensive, now I find it amusing, but some will find it offensive just because that's who Chris Cantwell is.
Some people find you offensive.
They sure do.
I find you amusing.
And some may also find you offensive, Johnny Ray.
That is a lie.
It's hard to believe, but it's likely true because people have opinions.
Inconceivable.
And those opinions are different. So Cantwell is a brash kind of dude. He's not afraid to say what he thinks. And I can appreciate that about Chris Cantwell. And I think there's a lot to appreciate about Chris Cantwell. He's a little rough, you know, with his approach, but he's also very intelligent, and he, I think, makes some really solid points in the conversation that he has with this parking enforcer in this video. And she never once disengages him from conversation in any significant manner. She never says, I don't want to talk to you, please stop talking to me. Never. She actually engages in a conversation with him. So for anyone to point to this video and say, this is the, you know, the example, the clear example of so-called harassment, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous on its face. Anyway, so back to Prince John, the city manager, John McLean and Keene, and his letter to the editor here. He says, whether or not the city should have parking meters or parking enforcement officers is a legitimate question and that the community can debate and act upon through the legislative process. But it is not legitimate or acceptable to accomplish the elimination of a function of city government through the intimidation and coercion of individual public employees. This is definitely not about parking meter money. Well, you know, John, I understand where you're coming from. It's a common refrain of the people inside the system to tell the people who are doing sort of unusual activism like this that, oh, you kids, you guys are just trouble. You need to work inside the system if you want to have an effect. This is never going to have an effect. It's never going to change things. But it has. It saved 4,000 people from getting tickets. So from that perspective, it's done far more than begging the city council ever would. And I think James Cleveland, who is known as Robin Hood, has made the best point on this. Because when he is told, oh, well, you should just go to the city, he says, I've been to the city. We've talked to the people from the city. And the best example of what that gets you is the Bearcat controversy, where the city's council meeting was packed full of people who opposed this militarized tank coming to Keene, coming to the Keene Police Department, courtesy of the federal government. The room was packed full of people who opposed this thing. It was 90% people in opposition to it. City Council passed it anyway. Not one of them changed their minds.
Yep.
Not one.
Yep. And on a national level, remember the bank bailouts? I think the Congress people in D.C. never got more letters and phone calls than they did.
That's
when
correct.
The bank bailouts were being considered.
That's what they were saying, and it was like 90 calls to 10 calls that were in favor of, or opposing rather, the bailouts.
Yep, that was democracy in action, and the bailouts, they happened.
Yeah, they sure did. They didn't care. They don't care what you think. And anybody who's been involved in politics long enough will get that feeling, and it doesn't take very long to figure that out. So John wraps up his letter by saying, on behalf of your mayor, Kendall Lane, your elected city councilors, and your dedicated city employees, we are all honored to work for you and this wonderful community. Thank you for your support and understanding. Now, there's another contradiction there, isn't there? Now, if you've been listening to the whole letter, you might recall. If you haven't, you can just go to freekeen.com. You can read the letter there. But hold on, John. Are you working for me, or are you working for someone else? Because if you're working for me as the city, then I should be able to hold my employees accountable. I mean, that's the idea behind government, is that there are servants. Now, of course, anybody who's paying attention knows that there are actually your masters who call themselves your servants. They don't act like servants, because if they acted like servants, then you would be able to tell them what to do. Or you would at the very least be able to observe them in their serving capacity. Oh, you're serving me today? Oh, I see you're serving people with these parking tickets? Well, I would like to observe you serving. I would like to ask you questions about why you're serving us in this way. I never asked you to serve me like this. So I think it's a ridiculous claim that they're working for me. If they were working for me, I would like to say, you're fired. Thanks, you can go home. Your services are no longer necessary. But I think we all know that's not the case. They're working for the city. It's Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us what you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got news updates, as I mentioned previously. Our Facebook page, by the way, earlier tonight, and it may still be the case, was at 9,000. Oh, it's crossed it. We have crossed the 10,000 like count on Facebook. So thank you so much to everybody who has pressed the like button on our Facebook page. And I don't know, it's an arbitrary number, but it's big, and we've got an extra zero now. So
I wanted to look at this earlier. Do you have any idea what company that puts you in?
No.
Probably not Budweiser.
No, hell no. But it ain't too shabby. It's the most likes I've got on any of my Facebook pages. Freekeen's about to get to 5,000, which is pretty good. And Liberty Radio Network's about 2,500. So I'm happy about it. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, find our link to the Facebook there, and follow us there. We always post show prep stuff and other things you might find useful. Let's go to the phones here and to your calls and thoughts. Oh, first, I want to remind you about BitInstant. I got to see the BitInstant guys this weekend, and man, barely got a chance to say anything to them. They were running around. Press was interviewing them.
Yeah, I bet.
It was huge, of course, at the Bitcoin conference this weekend. BitInstant.com. They are the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations, including using Dwolla over your computer. And you can also just go down to CVS or Walmart. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com. Select how you want to fund your account and where your account is. And then you make your deposit. It's that simple. And it's fast. BitInstant.com. Let's go to the phones. Mike is listening to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. Hey, I hate that you guys aren't on the full show on XM anymore, man. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's just how it goes, though. We're kind of like a flexible show, so XM's easily able to kind of move their programming around as necessary. And that's okay with us because I'd rather be on an hour than zero. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. A couple things real quick. The reason why, you know, Robin Hooding seems like just a simple act of rebellion, like it's not that big a deal, but you mentioned that there's 4,000 tickets weren't written because of it. That's a substantial chunk of money, of revenue for the city. And I think, you know, when you mess with a government's cash flow, you know, it's like the reason why, you know, the government doesn't care about drugs. They just want to be the only ones importing them and distributing them. You know what I mean? It's like when you mess with their money, that's what makes it a big problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, they never want to. They don't want to cop to that, though. They want to make it sound like they're doing their employees a favor and they're protecting them from the devilish Robin Hooders.
Yeah, I love it. I was thinking about doing that in Phoenix one of these times when I'm home. But in Tempe, they have all the downtown parking has meters, and I was thinking that might be kind of neat to try it out with a camera. But the second thing is, have you guys seen the ads that the United States Navy has been playing lately?
I don't watch television, so unless it would pop up on some website, I probably wouldn't see it.
No, I haven't seen it either, Mike.
But yeah, well, it shows pictures of, you know, the stern-faced sailors with a black background, and then in soliloquy, they each make a statement, and one of the sailors says, "I will follow the Constitution," period. And then the next sailor comes on and says, "And I will follow the orders of those appointed above me."
Hmm. Yeah, a lot of times those two things are in conflict, as you well know.
Yeah, and I just thought that, you know, that's just straight propaganda, man. And the other thing is, I was thinking a lot when I'm driving about, I'm single with no kids, and I was thinking a lot about moving up there and, you know, renting a small place and seeing what that's like to live in a liberty-oriented town like Keene. And then I looked at that, the thing on the web, the women, the ladies of Keene or whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Are there any straight women up there?
All the ladies of Keene are straight, as far as I know.
Well, I think Cecilia's bi.
Okay.
But what would make you think that they're not?
Wow.
You could touch a raw nerve here, Mike. Be careful.
Yeah.
I think I speak for both Ian and myself when I say that we're kind of in love with the ladies in Keene.
I don't know, man. I would like to try it out. I was hoping that there's a decent selection of available ladies. Are there all single women up there or what?
Well, first of all, I'd like to point something out on this this discussion, because it is an important discussion to have to a lot of people in the liberty movement. First of all, the New Hampshire Free State Project, I think, tends to attract more females than does, say, like the Libertarian Party, which is there's just hardly any amount of women in the Libertarian Party. The Bitcoin Convention is the only thing I've ever been to that was worse than a Libertarian Party convention as far as female attendees. But you come up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you will see a lot of ladies at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Although, you know, frequently a lady in the liberty movement kind of has her pick of the litter, if you think about it. Because, you know, there aren't as many ladies as there are males in the liberty movement, and so therefore ladies can afford to be a little bit more choosy if they want to only date inside the movement. Now, some would say you'd be better off dating outside the movement, so maybe you could meet a nice young lady and then bring her to the ideas of liberty or bring her further along on that pathway. And that's what you did, right, Johnny Ray? I don't know how far you brought your lady at the time along to the ideas of liberty, but... You did meet a lady in the community.
Right. I met and dated a girl who was not a Free State Project participant.
And I think it's probably a lot easier to get a date with somebody who's not a Free State Project participant, because many of them, you know, are probably, they probably have found themselves somebody to be a companion with. Now, not to say that those things don't change. Obviously, they, over time, do tend to change with people. In fact, some people will come here married and then end up not married after time, and then end up with somebody else within or without the movement. So, you know, that's something that's always in flux. People's relationships are always in flux. But if the existence of libertarian females is a critical factor for you, I would say they do exist, but the demand is fairly high for them. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. I lived in Alaska for a couple years, and most of the men worked on what was called the North Slope or ARCO. And, of course, they'd go away for a month at a time, and then while they're up there on the North Slope, the women would be circulated amongst the men that were on their rotation at home. I was wondering if it was that bad or not.
Wait a minute, just to clarify, you mean the guys who had girlfriends at home were out working for several weeks at a time, so they wouldn't be home, so then other guys would sleep with their girlfriends slash wives behind their backs, or they would know about it?
Maybe they knew about it, but it was mostly behind their back. It was a pretty rough situation. It was bad. There's such a shortage of women in Alaska. I didn't know if it was that.
Is that true?
Well,
that's interesting because I know that in Keene there's a majority women. Now, I'm not talking about in the activism movement. I'm talking about just in Keene.
Right. Keene's a college town, and there's lots of beautiful ladies here.
Yep. There are no shortage of attractive young ladies in Keene. How many of them are familiar with the ideas of liberty? I don't know. But when I last looked at the census data, I think it was like 52%. Female. So Keene's mostly female. So if you can't get a date, then there's something wrong with you, I would say.
All right. I understand. Thanks, Frank.
And by the way, Keene's not a liberty-oriented town. I'd like to point that out in any way, shape, or form. It's one of the biggest, it's one of the most state-worshipping towns in all of New Hampshire. And that's one of the reasons why I moved here, because I knew it would be a challenge. And I think that it's important to have kind of an outpost of freedom here in the far southwest corner of the state, as close as you can basically get to both Massachusetts and Vermont and New York is essentially what Keene is. So if you're looking for, it's got a lot of great liberty-oriented movers. It's got a great community of liberty-oriented folks. But, you know, there are other towns that are probably actually more liberty-friendly as far as the political climate is concerned.
I understand. Maybe if you guys have touched on this already, but what do you think about the armed march on Washington, that idea for July 4th?
I think it's very, it's brazen as hell.
I think it could be a suicide run. I don't know if I mean literally, but certainly I don't think it'll have much of an effect on anything, and people could very well end up affecting their lives negatively as far as getting felony charges, which I think is a real concern.
They nabbed Kokesh the other day. I thought
sure
it was connected
did.
At the time. Now I don't.
Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. There's some really shifty things that went on with that Kokesh arrest. Thanks for the call, Mike. Hope to see you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or in New Hampshire for a visit. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dry Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control of these airwaves. Do it toll free. Here in the remaining moments, we've got enough time for you and your thoughts. If you get in now at 855-450-FREE, here tonight, Ian
and Johnny Ray. And
you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and you can support the show. One of the best ways to do it is to amp. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier. And ooh, that reminds me, I need to do the amps. Normally, every week on Saturday, I process through all the new amplifiers, make sure the system's not breaking and people aren't falling through the cracks, that kind of thing. And I was so busy with the Bitcoin thing, I haven't even thought about it. So I'll catch up on that. Please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $5 a month. We take that money in, invest it into Free Talk Live, and then use that to get on more radio stations. In fact, I just announced several new stations today via our news list.
Fantastic.
We've got a new station in California, which is actually an old station. We had it once upon a time. They've come back. So welcome back to KCAA in Loma Linda, California. We also have a new station in Troy, Missouri, KYRO, which is taking the Sunday show of Free Talk Live. In addition to that, we've got a new station in Pensacola, Florida, WPNN. Which is on board now for, they're taking our Friday show and airing it Saturday early morning. So 5 to 8 in the morning, we're on WPNN, and we may see more expansion there in the future. And our Ithaca listeners are now able to tune into us on FM. So we've been on AM for years in Ithaca, and now that AM station has an FM branch, or a translator, as they call it in the business. So you can now listen in crystal clear FM in Ithaca, New York, on WNYY on the FM side, 97.7. All of that I announced today via our news list, and it's all thanks to Free Talk Live amplifiers like you. And if you are not yet an amplifier, please do so at amp.freetalklive.com.
The Sunday show is like its own animal. It's an Ian Free, Free Talk Live.
It's true.
And it's always kind of been like that. I guess you've been on Sundays plenty.
Not really. I mean, I've been on as like a fill-in here and there.
All right.
But I probably haven't been on more than two or three Sunday shows in 3 years or something like that.
Yeah, interesting. That's all I got to say about that.
They have fun on the Sunday show, and they did it from Bitcoin 2013 this year. They almost got taken off the air by some union workers who were apparently just coming around pulling cords out of the wall.
Wow.
So it was crazy, the cleanup process there. The union guys were out of control. Anyway, baseball is in full swing. The question is, how can you have fun at the game but not break the bank? Those tickets are expensive. Well, the first place you should go for tickets is scorebig.com. And you can save up to 60% on great tickets. Now, that's more than just football and baseball and things like that. That's more than sports. They've also got other box office events, performance arts, for instance. And I know you're into both sports and performing arts, Johnny Ray.
It's true.
So every ticket, by the way, on scorebig.com is below box office price, and there are never any fees. Not going to hit you with any surprises right there at checkout. Scorebig.com has all the best sports tickets, shows, and family events in your area. Now, there's an exclusive offer for radio listeners like you. You go to scorebig.com, click on the radio button, and enter the code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and ScoreBig will take an extra $15 off of your first purchase. That's a hell of a deal. So don't forget to click on the radio button, enter FTL, and ScoreBig will get you that $15 off. They're already below box office prices. So check it out.
If you've never been to a professional, a big league sporting event, I recommend it. There's so much money pumped into those things that it's a majestic spectacle, like I said last week. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, they've got a huge selection here. Sports, music, arts, and theater. This is a really cool new advertiser, and I'm excited about that. ScoreBig.com. Let's go back to the phones and fun. Joe is in L.A. listening online. Hey, Joe. Joe in L.A. going once. I hear someone. Someone's there. Joe going once. Joe going twice? We'll put Joe on hold. Maybe he'll come back later. 855.
It sounded like a kitten scratching the receiver of a phone.
Maybe he butt dialed. I don't. Well, no, that wouldn't make sense because we wouldn't have his name. Anyway, we'll come back here. We'll try him again toward the end here in moments. 855 450 free. Johnny Ray, game of the week.
Yeah. I got three. I'll get through
pick
them
one.
Briefly.
Well, okay. I guess you could pick one and get into detail or go brief on all three. What do you want to do?
I'm going to pick one and go into some detail, okay. And the other two I'm just going to mention.
All right.
Do the two short ones first. Number one, there's a game called Curiosity, What's in the Box? And this is available on iOS and Android. And it's a game by Peter Molyneux, who's sort of he's a big name in game design.
Mm-hmm.
He made Dungeon Keeper, which was a game I played. He made a game called Black and White Fable. He made that. But Curiosity, What's in the Box? Is this box with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of little blocks made up of component blocks. And you just click on the boxes, and you destroy the little blocks one by one, or you can make some in-app purchases and get yourself some tools and destroy them bigger time. And the only idea is to be the last to be the guy who breaks the last block, and then you find out what's in the box. And I have no idea what it is, of course. And that's just the whole thing. It's
so
like
it's a game you play with others.
Yeah,
is it an online thing? Or are you passing a phone around?
No, it's an online thing. There's thousands of people playing. You can see this giant block that's made up of all these hundreds of thousands of component blocks. And as you zoom in and zoom in and mm-hmm. zoom in, you can see all the people breaking the blocks, breaking the rest of the blocks.
Wow.
Yep. And
okay, so what the goal is to break away all these blocks and reveal some sort of sculpture?
And
that's the idea.
Reveal something. Who knows what it is? What's inside the box? I don't know.
Okay, but how often is the box get revealed or whatever's inside?
Only
it?
Once.
So, do you earn points for breaking away these? Like, is there something that you can look at and say you feel accomplished, or are you just chipping away at like a, you know, like a Michelangelo kind of a sculpture thing?
Every face of every layer that you uncover, I think every layer that I've seen, you uncover a picture. Hmm. And then that picture is revealed, and then it's blacked out by the next layer of blocks that you're going to be hacking away at. And you can turn the cube if you want, and you can pick wherever you want to start breaking blocks.
Is this actually a game, or, I mean, is there a challenge to it?
No, there's no challenge.
You can't get it wrong.
It.
There's no failure. You're not going to get a game over. Your block breaker guy isn't going to perish.
Correct. It's almost more like a social experiment than a game.
To see how many people will spend time doing this?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, like I said, okay, as you're doing it, you earn points.
This is supposed to be brief, by the way.
Spend those points getting, like, firecrackers or TNT to blow it up. You can also spend those points to troll everybody else. You can buy, you can recover. You can create blocks if you want to.
Ah, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, so
I never heard of anything like that.
The last bit of news I saw was that the last block would probably be destroyed in October of this year.
Understood.
And then we'll find out what's in the box. Maybe. Or maybe the guy who finds out, maybe he won't tell anybody.
Is only the last person the person to whom it's revealed?
Yes. Nobody else necessarily gets to find out.
So to some extent, that's the level of competition then, is to, you know, whoever's hammering away the most often is maybe more likely to.
Yeah, I imagine as you get closer and closer to the end, the frenzy and the activity and the participation is really going to amp up.
Fascinating.
So that's that. It's a free game. You can get it on iOS and Android. Next game is called Winter Walk. And this game really appeals to my... This is available on Android.
Sounds like an RPG.
It's available on Android. I assume it's available on iOS. Not a traditional RPG. Only in the broadest sense could you call it that.
Okay.
This appeals to my desire for narrative in games, because that's all it is.
Johnny Ray likes a good story in a game.
Yes, and this game is just a man. He's a pixel art man, but he's large. He takes up the whole most of the screen, and he's just walking through the snow, and the wind will blow and threaten to blow off his hat, so you put your finger on the screen, and he holds his hat. And the wind blows, and the wind stops blowing. Then you let go, and he starts walking again. And what you're trying to do is get as many steps down the road as you can before you're not quick enough on the trigger and your hat blows off. And while you're walking, this man is talking, and he's talking about different things that are happening in his life. Women, how maybe he wants to get a dog. I've probably only gotten 30% of the way through his personal narrative, and that's it. And that's all there is to the game. You just push when you think his hat's about to get blown off, so he holds onto his hat, and then you go on. It's free. There's a
and
sequel
like
called I like it because I like the writing.
Yeah,
it's very charming, droll. It takes place in kind of a Dickensian environment. When your hat blows off, this little ragamuffin shoeshine type looking
street
guy.
Urchin.
Thank you. Exactly the words I was looking for. Runs up, dives in the snow, picks up the hat and gives it to you.
Hey, young governor.
You pull a coin out of your pocket and flick it to him. And if you've gone a certain distance, then it'll be a gold coin and he'll be excited.
Damn.
If not, it's a silver coin. He slumps his shoulders and shuffles off.
We don't have time for the third one. Maybe next week, Johnny Ray. Thanks for being here tonight. I want to remind you about manventure.com. You need sporting goods, camping supplies. You're getting prepped for Porkfest. You need to get stuff to go camping. Manventure.com. Manventure.com, 855-450-FREE. That's our number. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's livepremium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.